Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
20,000. I have to shed a tear. Anyways, what's going on, everybody? And of course, this is it. Make no mistake about it. And I thought on the last day of the year, I would share with you a webinar I did on Wednesday night on day trading futures. I think you'll enjoy it. I think we should check it out, and I think you'll have some fun, and you might learn something. So here we go. Let's go to Wednesday night. Here we are. All right, what's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard and part-time day trading with Todd Barbaros. I guess that's me. That's me, that smiling guy in the picture. And that's one of the I do a lot of media, but I do a couple a week for the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, and they make us give them some points. And actually, this wasn't from today, but I did crude today too. But I talk about markets and how they work, and of course, I want to share some things with you. But before we can get started, unfortunately, I have to give you the disclaimers, okay? Options involve risk, futures involve risk, and not suitable for all investors. I'm going to leave that up for a minute because I'll just read this part. Trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. And that's just to make the regulators happy. So I'll give you like 3 seconds to look so you know, and you know that there is risk involved here. And there ain't no free lunch. There ain't nobody on the corner handing out $100 bills. That I promise. All right. Anyways. And of course, I am Todd Bubba Horowitz, and I've been doing this for actually 36 years. I started in 1980 at the CBOE, and I'm still currently a member of the Chicago Board of Trade. I started Bubba Trading. I wrote a book, Bubba's a Guide to Trading Options. And my next book will be, which is in process right now, Bubba's Guide to Trading Weekly Options. And then I'll do a book on futures as well. But I am a regular contributor to Fox, CNBC, Bloomberg, BNN, RFD, and I do a lot of stuff in China, believe it or not. And I'm a host of The Bubba Show, which is a daily radio show that if you don't get enough of me bitching normally, you can get me there. And, of course, I was an original market maker in the S&P pit. And that was a joint venture between the Chicago Board of Trade and the CBOE. And as I said, I do a lot of media, and here's me on CNBC, and here's me doing another one of these hits. And of course, today I was very busy talking a lot, doing TV. But tonight, we're going to talk about that trading is a skill. Okay. Again, this is real trading by real traders is really a skill. Okay. It's a learnable skill. Okay. I'm going to tell you why futures are the best. We're going to talk about what futures are because not everybody understands them. I'll give you the differences between futures and options, some of the advantages, what you need to know, the different trade types, strategies, the products, the skills you need, and what to do. And then if you want to take advantage, you'll learn how to take advantage now as well. Okay. But with me, I'm a big game player. I'm a big card player. I actually lived in Vegas for a while, played poker for a year in 1991. I actually had clerks working for me so I could trade from the poker room. But that was when there was no poker around. That was, you know, there was two poker rooms. That was when the Mirage opened. And Binion's was the only place that you could play any reasonable size poker. But trading itself is a skill. And if you take the core games of bridge, backgammon, gin, or poker, yes, there is an element of luck that will play out, but the better player will always win. It's not quite as skillful as chess because chess, the better player is always going to win almost every game. So, but we never depend on luck when we're trading. We continue to realize that we are learning a skill, and this is a skill that will serve you in everything that you do. Because again, in what we really believe and what I really believe is markets are basically universal, and we'll get into more of that. But this is very learnable, and you know, obviously, and like in any game, somebody will be better, but everybody can learn enough to make money, and that's really what it comes down to. Is if you learn the basics, you give yourself an opportunity. Now, a long title. I didn't realize I didn't know I could write that many words at one time. Why day trading futures is the best option for an active or passive trader. Okay. Well, the first thing about futures is they do move in tandem with the underlying asset. There is no premium in futures. Okay. They're raw, they're natural, and you don't give up an edge by trading it, other than you'll always give up a little bit of an edge on what we call the bid offer spread. Yes, I'm still trading. No. John, to answer that question, no, I am not doing that trading. But yes, I'm still a full-time trader. And I will, I promise I get all the questions, and because I like to get on a rhythm. But futures, they don't have a restriction. There's no short selling restriction. There's no whatever. So again, much more pure. Okay. There is no volatility from an implied standpoint. So you're not paying a bigger premium. Okay. There's no day, there's no pattern day trading rule. Okay. And you can use also lower margins. Now, just this will come up again tonight, but just so you get the gist of what I'm talking about. Any of you have traded, you know, stocks or options, the SPY, the Spiders, it's a 200 and whatever it is, $20 stock. 500 shares would cost you $110,000 with a margin. You could you can control that same amount of stock through the futures market, the exact same product through a mini future, which is would cost you somewhere between $1,000 and $3,000 margin money. Okay, so there is no rules, there's no regulations, there's nobody telling you that you can't that you've over traded your day trading limit. Okay, which is a big plus for the type of trading that we're going to want to do with what we do here. Okay. Now, futures are very similar to options, okay, but they're a financial contract. You're basically promising delivery, okay? And like any other market, it gets short squeezes, okay, because there is usually a physical commodity behind it. Obviously, more common in grains, you know, livestock, frozen orange juice if you're a Trading Places fan. And typically, they have a representation of how much you're going to do. For example, in the grain markets, it's 5,000 bushels per contract. In cattle, if it's feeder cattle, it's 50,000 pounds. If it's live cattle, they call it, or fat cattle, it's 40,000 pounds. So everything's got a number of what the tick size is and how it equates. Okay, but really, it's just a contractual agreement. And of course, futures were originally started back in the 1800s for farmers. That was the original idea here before they figured out they could make money and start trading these all over the place. Now, the futures versus option debate. Now, if you're looking to trade for a couple of weeks or you want to build a position somewhere, options are great. Okay. I mean, again, I'm an options trader and I have no problem with trading options. But if you want to be active, and this is where it comes in, if you want to be active at the market, then you would want to trade futures, okay? Because you can't overcome the edge if you're trying to day trade.
And we'll come back to the edge and how that works after the break, but it is the last day of the year, 2016, another year off the calendar. Yeah, I'm getting too old for this. But anyways, you know, when you miss an episode, you know, that should be your New Year's resolution. You go to libertytalk.fm every single day and download the Bubba Show so that you can be always informed. In the meantime, we've got Bubba's Bottom Line coming out this year. Pretty excited about that. And make sure that you go to bubbatrading.com and check out. We've got a futures class starting on the 12th, which is what you're listening to tonight. And we've also got a hedging class starting on the 4th. Any questions, you can email me at bubba@bubbatrading.com. As I always love to hear from my listeners and my friends, I think it's great, and it's been a really good year. And, of course, we've done a lot of good stuff. But what we're going to do now is step out here for a break, and we're going to come back and continue talking about futures as we come to the climax end of 2016. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, will be right back after the break. Welcome back, my my friends, to the end of 2016. Oh, my goodness gracious. So anyways, let's see what's going on. Let's get back to the futures and talk about risk and futures versus options, and we'll go there right now.
Okay. You cannot move through the markets and overcome the bid offer spread that you're going to have to give up, the amount of premium that you're going to have to pay, and the commissions that you're going to have to pay, because futures commissions are also cheaper. So there's a lot of things that you're doing. Now, again, I use options all the time. I think that they're great and they're wonderful to set up. You know, if I think something's going to happen in a couple of weeks, then I can set up an option trade, because I'm certainly not going to carry a future for a couple of weeks. I'm going to, you know, look to set something up, you know, either through the stock or through the options. But if I want to sit and day trade, then I want to trade the purest vehicle that gives me the best chance. And that would be through the futures market, because what you're doing is you're trading the absolute, basically you're trading cash. Okay. You're trading the absolute market. You're trading the absolute price. All right. And those are big things when you're trying to be more active, because what you're going to be doing is you're going to trade in a much shorter time frame. You know, most of you are used to looking at a 3-month chart or a yearly chart, whatever it is you're looking at. But here we're going to use, I mean, I personally use a 4-minute and a 1-minute. Okay. Because we do use two time frames, because we use one time frame to trigger the other. And we'll, you know, we'll talk about that as well. Now, the futures markets and liquid. Now, again, hear me now. You'll hear this 100 times today. Liquid markets. We have to be in liquid markets. All right. If it's not liquid, then nothing applies. And we don't trade non-liquid markets. But the futures in a liquid market are the most efficient markets. Again, because you're not giving up any edge, and futures are used by all the big firms. They're used by all the banks. So they give you a pure market. They are regulated, which is important, because for those of you who trade Forex, which is not a regulated market, if you've ever traded, or for anybody who's involved when the Swiss franc blew up, okay, guess what? Okay, you didn't get your money back. Okay, commissions are much less than commissions are in stock and option trading. You can virtually trade 24 hours, but that's a little bit of a fallacy. There are times when you can trade at night if you choose. Now, for example, I traded all night. I traded for 40 hours during Brexit, and I did trade all night on the Trump election. But, you know, you have to, there has to be a reason. There has to be business, because typically at night, futures are not always that liquid. They'll get liquid for a little bit around, you know, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock at night, and then they'll slow down again, and then they'll re-pick up a little bit at 1 o'clock in the morning when the DAX opens, and then back at 3 o'clock, but then in the morning. But basically 9:30 to 4 is basically going to be our market, but there will be times when you'll be able to trade, and there'll be times when you take the class, there are some tricks to using futures to protect the position you might have on if something's going on overnight. And the other thing we gain is leverage. Okay. And now again, anybody who's ever heard me speak before, leverage is a wonderful tool, but you can't overuse leverage. Okay. You don't want to leverage yourself into the poorhouse, but again, for, you know, let's say $1,000 or $1,500, you can control 500 shares. And since we're trading on such a short time frame, we're not exposed. And because of the way the trades that we're going to set up are set up in a certain way, that we're never at that much risk. Okay. Now, there's no interest charges. Now, you know, there's, when you're holding positions in your account on margin, you're paying a little bit of interest. Now, again, there's not much interest, but still, no pattern day trading rule, plenty of liquidity. You can diversify. And again, we're not looking to diversify today. Okay. Today we're looking to just understand the basic model. Okay. But in time, you know, as you learn and learn to understand the business better, you can create more opportunities, because what trading really is, it's a game of opportunity. And the more positive situations you can put yourself in, the better off you're going to be. And again, we talked about this. They're directly correlated to the underlying exchange. So for example, the SPY, the SPX, and the ES are all going to move basically exactly the same, because none of them carry premium. When you bring the options into play, they change because of pricing, because of implied volatility, because of a number of things. So that is the big difference that you look at. Okay. Now, if you're going to trade futures, you've got to understand how to trade them. You've got to be realistic. Now, this is one thing that I always get concerned about is, you know, everybody wants to take, you know, 1,000 or 5,000 and turn it into 1,000,000. Well, can it happen? Yeah, it could happen. But the odds are you ain't going to do it. So if you're realistic about your goals and you're realistic about what you're trading for and how much you're trying to make, and I'm talking about, you know, you try to make a couple of hundred here and there, and as you grow and as you make money, you trade bigger, and then you make more, okay? And then you need to know how to enter and exit. Now, the trade types are basis trades, which are more for hedging. We're not going to be worrying about those. There are spread trades, which I actually do some myself. I actually spread one index against another. But that's nothing that we're going to be working on here because that requires carrying a position. They are used in hedging. And in fact, we do use in our hedging model for people that have very big accounts. We do use futures, again, because our concern is to cut costs as much as we can. People do swing trade futures, but we're going to be focusing on day trading. Okay. This is a part-time model that if you've got, you know, an hour, you can trade. You've got 20 minutes, you can trade. Again, we're waiting for specific conditions to happen. And they'll happen typically during the year. You'll get these moves. If we're quiet, you'll get them 3 or 4 times a day. If we're busy, you might get them 7 or 8 or 10 times a day. And these are all opportunities, and that's what we're looking to create. And that also has to do with the timing or the amount of time you use on your chart. That's why I use 4 minutes is my base, because if you figure out a day, that means 4 minutes, there's 15 potential trades in an hour, and then times the number of the day. So there's in theory, there's, you know, 90 potential trades a day. Now, again, there's not going to be that many, but that's the theory. You're trying to free up. The shorter the time frame, the more trades that can appear. Because there's one thing that we always believe in, and those of you who've been with me the longest know that universal price. All charts are the same, okay? It doesn't matter. If you eliminate the axis of price and time, then you're looking at a measure of movement, and it doesn't matter. So the shorter the time frame, the more opportunities you can create, but you also don't want to drive yourself crazy, so you got to be careful on how short you cut it, okay? Now, there's the different trading strategies that you can look at. There are trend traders, which typically – real traders will want to either be with the trend, okay, in other words, with the prevailing trend. In the trading that we're going to work on, we don't care. But if you're longer-term trading and you get good at this and you like the futures market, you will learn you'll want to probably be a trend trader, which will then probably swing trade. All right. Now, of course, there's also a lot of gamblers out there. And I raised my hand as one. I've done it. You know, I can't say I'm proud of it, but I have done it. A lot of momentum trading. But the biggest for floor traders was what they call counter trend. And counter trend is just trying to sell resistance, buy support, and repeat that over and over again. And they will make money. They make money the most often. Trend trading makes the biggest. But at the end of the day, they both make about the same if they're doing their job correctly. Now, we will be trading on one specific pattern. Again, this is going to be real simple of what we're trying to accomplish. We want to trade on one specific pattern. Now, I'm a big math guy, okay? I'm into understanding the model itself. I don't really care what the product is, because if you've ever heard me speak, you know that when everybody asks me about the news, I said, who cares? The news means nothing.
And, of course, you've heard me say that here many, many times. I'm not a fan of the news. You hear me say it on TV. I don't care about the news because the news does not make the numbers. The news is not the money. The money is the key to everything we do. The money flows, okay? And if you learn to follow the money flow and you learn to be disciplined, then you have a chance to make money in the business. And all of you, from my farmers and producers to regular traders, you understand that. And that's why I always get my anger up when we don't do it that way. But anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And as your New Year's resolution, LibertyTalk.fm should be one of your stops every single day so you can download the Bubba Show, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And of course, what would be a day without going to BubbaTrading.com and reading what I have to say? Because as you know, I have a fairly sharp pen and a sharper tongue. So check it out and check out our new classes. In the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We are going to stop out here for a break on the last day of the year, last trading day of the year, and oh, such a sad day. We'll see you back here right after the break. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It's Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we are on this last day of last trading day. Again, I keep saying last day. We are watching football, and we're doing the futures webinar. So let's get back to talking about day trading futures. Here we go.
Okay. I mean, trading is basically a numbers game. Okay. You know, if you can understand a movement, and when a, you know, if you're looking now at a bell-shaped curve, which is, you know, the distribution model. Now, typically, we know that a move in the markets is two standard deviations, which is usually a move that's usually the end of any kind of move. Now, they go farther. Again, there's no automatic. It's not like, well, if they get the two, you're going to automatically make money. That's not the case. But that's where you start to turn the edge. And what we're always looking to do is we're looking to grab the edge in our trading. It does not guarantee that I will make money on that trade, but as long as I put myself in the best position to always make money, then I'm not going to worry about it. Because what do I know for sure? I know that there's going to be a losing trade. My next drawdown is in front of me, because anybody who tells you they never lose in trading is a liar. All right. That's as simple as I can put it. Okay. This is a game of protecting and capitalizing when you can, and knowing that there's losing trades. Because it really happens, it's how you deal with the losers and how you measure yourself against them and how you continue to maintain your risk model so that you don't get yourself out of the game. Because I can promise you this, if you can stay in the game, you can make money. But if you blow yourself up, then you can't. So you have to worry about these little things. But when we start looking for things, we look when markets get what we would say out of whack. As a floor trader, you know, it was a little different. You know, prices got out of whack, and market makers like me, we'd put them back into play and make some money on the way. And of course, if you've ever looked at a screen, you'll see a price go, oh, that's really cheap, I can buy that, but you'll never be able to buy it because, of course, the market maker will get to it first. Now, as you build your skills, okay, you've got to continue to learn. This is, you know, I still learn today, okay? And you know, I'm always looking for better ways to do the same thing. And of course, you can see my little bit of redundancy, more of a little bit of a joke, but learn, practice, practice, learn, and then study. Okay. Now, again, the more that you are willing to work on this, and again, it's not a full-time job working on it. It means you need to have a base understanding of what's going to happen. Because again, if you're going to use the market footprints and you're going to use the pattern, then you'll see it developing. And that's one of the things that I've always taught everybody is learn to watch the pattern develop. You can learn a lot by observing markets. And I like to, when people take the time to watch a little bit, because once it becomes second nature, I mean, I'm not proud of it, and I don't want to get arrested, but I actually trade from the car a lot. You know, when I'm driving back and forth downtown, because I can kind of see the charts, you know, when I'm driving, because that's just my training. You know, it didn't come to me overnight. It's something that you have to just kind of observe, and then you build it into being second nature. Now, some of the products that you can trade. You can trade interest rates, which is the nobody really trades the five. It's the 10-year notes and the 30-year bonds. Okay. I mean, there was also the euro dollars, not the euro dollar currency, but the euro dollar interest rate. But you can't make any money there. You got to trade too much size. You can trade metals, gold, silver, and the others. And again, what do we have to worry about? We have to worry about liquidity and size. All the currencies trade. Okay. And this is not the Forex type of trade. This is real trade. These are, again, backed by an exchange. But basically, the main currencies that trade are the Aussie dollar, the Canadian dollar, the euro currency, the Japanese yen, and of course the dollar index. There's grains to trade. There's the stock indexes, okay, which is the Dow, the S&P, the Russell, and the NASDAQ. There's energy, which is, there's a lot of energy products, but the only one that you want to be involved with will be crude oil, because the others are either too big or not liquid enough for us, and you can get whipsawed too easy. And then they call them the softs, which are like cotton, coffee, things like that. And then, of course, livestock. So those are that's the basic core of products that are available. Now, we're going to start out, we always start out with the simplest, the most common, and the one that has the least amount of movement, not movement, but risk, which is the Dow futures. Again, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to create recognition. We're trying to create a method that you can follow very easily without having to expose yourself. Because again, once you learn it, everything can be redone. In other words, you can do it over and over again. And that's what we're trying to look at. We want to do the same thing over and over again. Not like Errol Einstein, because it failed. We want to do it because it's successful. Okay, so the effective system is what we teach. The risk management, again, this is the ruin of more traders than anything, is the risk management. Okay, because, you know, we all get to the thing of, you know, and I use a simple example of flipping a coin. You know, if a coin flip is a true 50-50 proposition, right away, if it comes up 10 times in a row heads, everybody's already betting on tails again. And of course, there is no law of when it has to change. We know based on what we call the law of large numbers that eventually it's going to even out. But every single flip of the coin, every single roll of the dice is always actual natural odds. There is no way to beat those. Okay, you can track them. You can do all you want. Okay, I've actually counted dice, believe it or not. Okay, and I think it was 5,224 rolls on a dice table to get everything to be even. But again, you can't. You don't need that. You have to watch your money. You have to be disciplined. Okay, and you also with the discipline, you have to be willing to make the same trade again, even though you just lost on the model the trade before. Okay, this is where you can't be a cherry picker. Okay, you're following a model, you're following a system that works, and it works much more often than it doesn't. But it's going to create losers like anything else. It's going to run into streaks like everything else, which creates, of course, the old drawdown. Now, the drawdown is the hard part for everybody, because A, if you're trading too big, you draw down and all of a sudden you're sweating it out and you don't know what to do. And or you draw down a little bit and you think, oh, I'm due. And of course, you press up when you're not supposed to. The only time you're supposed to press when you're trading is when the markets and your account are going in the same direction. In other words, when you're making profit, you can trade more. You don't trade more when you're taking losses, which means, and you have to have a realistic attitude. Okay. It's really, again, these are important things to understand, because if you're not realistic, you're going to find it hard to make money in this business, because everybody thinks trader, wow, they make lots of money. Well, we do, but there's also, I probably watched in my 30 years, 3,000 to 4,000 people come and go on the trading floor that never made it. So, again, it's a business like any other business, and it should be treated as such. Now, we do follow trends if you're trend trading. Now, again, we're going to actually, the trade that we work on is the counter trend, but it's like I said, it's a specific trade. Know why you're in the market, all right? You know, I've done this myself, and I say that, hey, we're all susceptible to making a mistake, but I have made trades that I should be. I often hit myself in the head and say, why did I do that, dummy? But I've done it. Use a system, any system, and stick to it. Again, just about any system will work if you're disciplined enough to manage the money. If you're disciplined enough to learn it, you can probably make almost anything work.
And that's something that's very important to what we do. It's understanding how to make things work. Again, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel. We're not trying to do anything. We're trying to make you basic traders with a basic understanding of the market that will keep you with the ability to continue to make money. Okay? And again, it's about everything that we do. It's, you know, which goes back to, if you remember, we did trading plans a couple of weeks ago. And that's what we have to focus on all the time, is becoming ready for those trading plans and ready to trade what we're going to trade and have a plan for what we're going to trade. Okay? That's what this is all about. Nothing else is going to get you to the dance on time, unless you take care of the basics. You know, everybody wants to get to the advanced, but you gotta build a foundation before you do anything else. Again, our business is based on building that foundation. And our business is also based on you making your New Year's resolution of going to libertytalk.fm every single day so you can download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. And then after you're done there, you go to the Bubba Report, excuse me, the Bubba Show, or BubbaTrading.com. I'll know where I live at some point. And you look at what I'm writing, you look at what I'm talking about, and if you're so apt to do so, you come and join one of my classes so that you too can be better at managing your own money. Whether or not you want to trade or not is another thing, but at least taking care of your cash. Because at the end of the day, we all need our own cash. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step by here for break. We're going to come back on this last trading day of the year. I'm going to have a tear in my eye. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're coming right back to you. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we are doing a trading plan, and it is the last trading day of the year, and we are not at 20,000. And let's get back to the trading futures. Here we go.
And that's why you have to always be worried. Again, it's always about the money. Life comes down to two things. One of them is money. Okay. Now, overtrading is done with great frequency, especially in markets like we have now. Okay. And because everybody's trying to force action and force a trade. Well, I'm here to tell you that every time I force a trade, I would say 99% were losers. So you have no advantage. Again, we're trying to turn this into a game of skill. Okay. We're trying to turn this into a game, but we want to have pocket rockets if you're a poker player. Okay. You know, we want to be ready to go. So now, in the beginning, you don't want to trade too many markets because you have to monitor your capital, because there is no telling you that, you know, that today, you know, you're going to start today and you're going to be making a fortune tomorrow. You have to be prepared. So you have to start small. And the only time you increase is as your account increases. Okay. Now, everybody loves volatility, me included. But volatility isn't as important as liquidity is. Okay. Liquidity is king in this business. Because if you end up in the Roach Motel, not a good way out. Never a good exit. Always know what your risk is going to be. All right? You know, it's hard to get the reward ratio in the model that we're using. But know the risk. Okay? Know your trading plan. Now, for many of you who've been with and went through the training plan, make sure you have your plans. Again, each type of training you do needs to have its own unique plan, because we have to be able to make a decision calmly, no matter what's going on in a market. And if we plan for it, then we know that when we're having a bad trade, we get out. In other words, we take our lumps. Okay. You have to accept losses. Again, if anybody tells you there's no loss in this business, they're a liar. That's it. That's all I can tell you. I mean, there is no way to avoid having a bad spell or bad trades. They come. But the more important thing is what you do when those trades are bad and how you get out of them. Don't trade on rumors or news. You will lose your, you can fill in the blank. Because by the time we get the news, especially today, I figure that I'm about the 1 millionth person who heard it. Okay, it's already over. Okay, our job is react, not predict, not try to jump on the news. Learn from all of your losses. Okay, again, if you're learning on every trade, win or lose, you're going to be much farther ahead of the game. Always use stop orders. Now, again, a lot of you are going to squawk because when we do options, I don't use stop orders. But remember, when we set our trades up for options, the stop is pre-built in. I don't have to worry about it. Okay. This, when you're trading a future, we're not creating a synthetic. We're not trading one option against the other. We're using one straight up future to trade the market. So if you want to go to a casino, then go to a casino. Don't use the markets at your casino, because you will get chewed up and you'll get yourself in a position that you can't get out of. So please make sure you do that. Business is a numbers game. You're always playing the odds. Now you're playing the odds more effectively because each prediction is essentially a probability. All right. Again, we go back to the skill of trading. This is a learned skill. I've taught it. I actually trade this. For people who go through the class, I actually trade live for the jobs number, okay? And I explain the trades as I'm making them, okay? Understand the probability model, okay? If you don't understand the probability, you have to learn to understand it. Again, it comes back to we always end up in the same spot, okay? We're trying to garnish an edge in the market, and we can get an edge. It's not going to be huge. It's not going to be as big as a market maker. But if we put ourselves in the highest position of probability while creating an edge, then we're going to be able to win more often than not. Okay. And that is essentially what we're trying to find out here, is to win more often than lose. Our goal is to build our account, not to flush it down the toilet. Okay. So if you follow all these guidelines, and I mean, by the way, and these guidelines should go for all of your trading. Okay. Not just this, but this is specific. All right. You gain strength and courage and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You must do the thing which you cannot think you cannot do. And of course, this is where people get nervous. All right. You've got to be straight up. Now, every time we've had a big sell off in the market, I immediately send out an email. In fact, the one I sent out on the Trump news was a little bit too early because the markets turned around. But basically, and this goes for everybody, I'm sure all you have big stock positions or, you know, IRAs or whatever. The next time you see a big sell-off, that's not the time to panic. That's the time to take a deep breath, sit back, and get yourself prepared to make a decision based on your own trading plan. All right. Now, typically, when we see a big move one way or the other, I'm looking to either buy or sell it. You know, on the big up moves, I'm looking to sell them. On the big down moves, I'm looking to buy them. And which is why I say don't panic. Okay, because again, like cooler heads prevail. Because again, you're creating your edge. You're talking numbers, and if you learn to look at this model, it's purely a numbers game. You will have a much better opportunity to be successful. And of course, you notice you have the common theme. What are the odds, right? What are the odds? And that's really what it is. It's what is the probability? What are we trying to accomplish? Because you know the whole option model from an option standpoint was built on a probability basis. That's why implied volatility changes is because of what are the odds of an event occurring. So if things get a little bit uncertain, then probability gains, and so does implied volatility. Okay. So if you think of your trade as a probability, you'll be a much better shot. Okay. You don't have to be a math major. I mean, listen, I'm a high school graduate. All right. You don't have to be a math major. You just have to understand what can happen and what are the odds of an event occurring. Right. So which is why when we have these big sell-offs, I send an email because I know I've watched it enough times to know that more than likely the market's going to bounce back. And especially in today's markets, because they've got circuit breakers. You know, there's no more 1987 coming ever again. OK, just so everybody knows that there will never be another 1987. That was a one-time event that they were not prepared for, and it just happened. And, of course, the selling begets selling, but now they've got circuit breakers. Why do they put circuit breakers in? Because they want cooler heads to prevail, and usually they will. And the smart people are always buying when everybody is selling, and they're selling when everybody's buying. But, again, it's understanding the process.
And, of course, that is what we always talk about is the process of what we do. But more importantly, 2016, great year for the Bubba Show, great year to have the listeners, great year that we built more listeners and a better show. And all I can say is I want to tell you, wish everybody a very happy, healthy, prosperous new year. I certainly appreciate the time that you spend with me. I certainly appreciate we might maybe make the 300,000 mark by the end of the year, but certainly I appreciate it. And I know obviously we'll do it next year. But again, from me to you, from my family to yours, a very happy and healthy new year. I sincerely appreciate the time that everybody spends with me. In the meantime, I do want you to check out libertytalk.fm. And make sure as we continue to build that station as well. And, of course, that's where you download the Bubba Show and the Sporting Edge. In the meantime, it is football weekend. It is lots of ball games, so make sure you check out the Sporting Edge tomorrow. But, again, everybody, happy, healthy, prosperous new year. Be good. Be safe. Nothing crazy this weekend. I know you. Be careful. Anyways, everybody have a great holiday weekend and happy new year. The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll see you back here on Monday. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.